I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's a beautiful day here, Don. How about where you are? And then you can go right into what we can expect across the Corn Belt as farmers get in to harvest a bit.
Yeah, well, I tell you, we are going to see a lot of weather evolving late this weekend and next week. For this week ahead, generally speaking, continuation of some summertime temperatures and conditions. You mentioned it's very nice, and it will stay very nice here for a couple more days. We will see some showers and thunderstorms move across the Dakotas, the northern plains states, as we get on into Thursday night and Friday. I think that will trigger some showers and thunderstorms as well in the northern and western Corn Belt. It's a fairly quick-moving system. Then we're going to see some drier, warmer weather return for the weekend. Towards the middle to the end of next week, we're starting to see some signs of the first real significant push of colder air into the nation's midsection, especially around and after next Wednesday.
And then once you get there, what happens?
Well, we're going to see wet weather come back in, especially across some of the wet areas of the northern plains, but I also expect many areas of the central and western Corn Belt are going to get wet as well. I do think this first event is going to make things wet, but mainly affecting the northwestern areas. I do see the potential for some harvest delays with the colder, wet weather during the second half of next week. Now, that's pretty far out, but we're certainly seeing the signs that that could come together. There's a lot of cold air, a lot of unsettled weather that's been locked up in northwest Canada for the last couple of weeks. And that's going to finally get a chance to move south and affect our weather here in the U.S.
Is it the beginnings of a pattern shift that includes more rainfall? The temperatures being cold, farmers won't mind so much, but the rainfall could be detrimental to the harvest season. Or is it just allowing that to run out of that locked up area and through the Midwest, and then we'll be back to something cooler?
I think there's a good chance that we're going to get a little bit of both. We're going to get some of the colder weather now. I don't expect anything in the Corn Belt or Midwest to be looking at freezing temperatures or anything else like that. But I do think some wet weather is coming with this shot of colder weather that could cause some harvest delays.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.